With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A tax proposal in Oregon would boost the tax on wine nearly 1,700%. That's right, and sponsors say the bill would raise funds to pay for the treatment of alcohol addiction. The Oregon Wine Council's Elin Miller says it should be a priority, but she questions the timing.
Alcohol is the third largest source of revenue for the state of Oregon, yet only 1% of the state's budget goes to alcohol treatment, and 3.5% of Oregon wine and beer revenue collected is dedicated to addiction recovery.
Miller says let's figure out what's needed before such a drastic tax increase.
Our suggestion would be, instead of looking raising taxes, let's deeply examine the system to make sure the money is being spent well, going to the right places, based upon the revenue stream that's in place right now.
And when rumors of this proposal began to circulate,
there was some polling done last fall, and basically 3 out of 4 Oregonians said, we're already paying the highest taxes. We don't need any higher taxes on our spirits.
Miller says it's over the top.
Currently, we're paying 65 cents a gallon. It would go to 10.65 a gallon. And if that were passed on direct to consumer, it'd be approximately $2 more for every bottle of wine.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this massive tax proposal on Oregon wine. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.